This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time is 7 after the hour. Welcome to Friday the 13th.
Okay. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for asking. My friend Jennifer Horn is here with Kara Schillen and Victoria Keelan. So what about Friday the 13th? Are you superstitious? 21 million Americans suffer from fear of Friday the 13th, an old superstition, and the you go back to what people say is the reason for this. Supposedly Jesus was crucified on Friday, 13 guests at the Last Supper, 13 guests being Judas the traitor, the Da Vinci Code with the Knights Templar references, October 13th, 1307, and all this other. The fear of the number 13 is triskaidekaphobia. We've had more than one contest, Jennifer, over the years asking people to spell triskaidekaphobia. Most people leave the I out of it. Leave me out of this.
That's all they leave out of
Triska.
That's right. All right, so
now, then you have the cool girls, though, like Taylor Swift, who love the number 13, who actually like write it on their hands and stuff because they think it's a lucky number.
Jack the Ripper, 13 letters. Charles Manson, 13 letters. Jeffrey Dahmer, 13 letters.
Wow.
Theodore Bundy, 13 letters. Albert DeSalvo, 13 letters. So?
Doug Steffen's 11, so we're clear. Let me think
about
that.
Right, exactly. How about Jennifer
Horn?
I'm
14.
Oof. You're 14, huh?
14. Okay. Wow, I just got nervous there for a second. 12. Yeah. Phew.
You have 12? How about Kara? How many letters in her name? Have you figured it out yet?
11. I use my fingers, okay?
Yeah, I use my fingers, too. We're in good company.
All right. I'd like to give this woman the finger. Lady dropped her two-year-old off at daycare. Well, she stopped at the daycare facility, but forgot to actually take her daughter out of the car. So her daughter died in the car. This is we have these things that happen. The temperatures yesterday were in the mid-80s. In this area, Mississippi. So the two-year-old from Jackson died after being left in the car. Here's, I think, the police report. Or not.
Get me a minute.
Oh.
A horrifying investigation into the death of a two-year-old found inside her mother's vehicle at Little Footprints Learning Center near Gluckstadt. Sheriff Randy Tucker says the mother came to pick up the toddler after work not far from the facility. But after driving to the daycare center and going inside, she received life-changing news.
They told the mother, you didn't drop her off this morning, and the mother immediately became distraught, ran out to her car, and realized that the two-year-old was still in the car.
Madison County deputies received the call to 319 Distribution Drive around 3:20 Wednesday afternoon. Investigators say the mother, who was not identified, found the little girl in the car seat of the SUV. The woman and her husband were questioned at the scene.
It looks like a tragic accident. I can't see any way other than to look at it from that point based on what we know.
Okay. So it's an accident. And it's tragic. How are you that unpresent, if that's a word? How can you, the lack of presence in this circumstance, not realize you stop at the daycare and you go inside and you don't take your baby? What is going on with you? That you, are you that self-absorbed that you go to the daycare center and you get out of the car and you walk into the daycare center, you walk back out, you get in your car and you drive away, and you pay no attention to the fact that you didn't bring your two-year-old into the daycare center, and you don't know the two-year-old's in the back seat of your car? What kind of, what's going on with you?
It's a bizarre story. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, I guess the two-year-old must have been asleep the whole time, because how do you not hear a two-year-old?
Right.
I mean, self-absorbed, though? That's all the stress.
It's easy to say self-absorbed, but if the kid's young enough, 2 years, I mean... I don't know.
Well, how do you have any other explanation for it than being self-absorbed?
I don't remember.
You get out, you put your child in the back seat, in that car seat. You're driving to the daycare center to bring your child there. You get out of the car. You walk like a zombie inside to the daycare center. You walk back out in your car.
Whole time.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Or she's overwhelmed. I don't know.
Well, you know what?
Awful.
I'm overwhelmed too. But I'm not going to leave a 2-year-old in the back seat of a car. We're all overwhelmed. That's a bunkum excuse.
I don't know.
This is pathetic.
I just feel like, I mean, I'm just empathetic towards this woman. I don't know how you live with yourself after that. How do you carry on?
How does the husband look at the wife? I mean, obviously that marriage is over. I mean, this is just, it's a horrible, horrible tragedy. And if it is because, like Doug said, she had some sort of lack of presence, if she was running late for work or she was on the phone with her boss, we don't know the other circumstances, but still, it's the end result is so horrific to go back to the car and realize your child has been dead in your car. I mean, it's so horrible to even think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. So I don't think I want to think about it anymore. Let's pause for a moment. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm and Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops. All those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cake, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples. Make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
15 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're joined now by Danielle Grossenbacher, who is the president of the International Real Estate Federation. They are looking for an international competition. They're starting one to support their The City We Need is Affordable campaign, which is focused on identifying and sharing formulas and practices, best formulas and practices related to affordable housing. Mostly what blows your mind about this conversation is the realization that in the next 35 to 45 years, the world population will probably be up to 2 billion more than the 8 billion that live here now. And in my lifetime, I can remember the number being 6 billion. So the number of people living on the planet and finding places to live that are satisfactory is a real challenge. Ms. Grossenbacher, welcome to the program. So what is the reason that you, as a real estate professional, feel that this campaign needs to be front and center? The city we need is affordable. What city? Do we have a model for the right city here in America or anywhere in the world?
I think we have the good morning first, Doug, and I want to tell you that this problem is universal. The population is growing. People live longer. You have migrations. You've seen this summer the largest migration since World War II. So there are immense shifts in population around the world. And what we see in every city is that demand for affordable housing is huge and supply is very limited. And that creates a true problem. And if we want to have a beautiful world where there is peace, I think it is very urgent to address this demand and correct the supply. We need to increase the supply of reasonably priced housing as soon as possible. And that's because mainly price of land has increased incredibly in the past decades, but wages have not. In some countries, they have barely moved in a generation. So that creates a discrepancy as wages remain flat and price of land increases. It means housing becomes more and more and more expensive. And we have to do something quickly for the people working in cities because it's becoming a huge problem. And it's the same in every country.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are you looking for? The city we need is affordable is a campaign. You're looking for people to submit ideas between now and next week, looking for how to finance these projects, where to go, land. I have a 114-acre farm in the town I live there. Everybody's trying to buy my land so they can put houses on it, and I'm trying to keep people from buying the land. But this is, we have a community that is suburban and is quickly becoming urban because of pressures like this that you're describing. So what do you want people to do, and how do you want them to respond between now and next week?
First of all, Doug, I have very good news. I've decided to extend the campaign until June 30th.
Ah, okay. So
this way people have more time to submit. We're looking for people who have found solutions to financing. I'll give you just a small example, for instance, that I saw recently. Instead of buying the land outright when a developer wants to build an affordable housing development for rent or for sale, he makes an agreement with the landowner. Let's say instead of giving him $3 million for his property, he's going to share the lot with him, and when the development is finished, he's going to give him the share of properties already built. So this way, the owner, instead of receiving X amount of money, will receive a lot more because he will have a share of the properties that he can sell. So that's a financing solution, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're looking at construction materials, construction techniques that lower the price and lower the time to build. We've seen spectacular solutions in China, for instance. I don't know, Doug, if you've seen that YouTube video that's now viral where you see a Chinese developer building a six-story building in about 6 days.
No,
we're looking
really?
Also. Yes, wow. Please look on YouTube.
All right, I want to send people. You know, let me send people to your website, fiabci.org. fiabci.org. This is a complicated discussion, and the rewards may be great for you. If you have some ideas, you'll want to share them when it comes to affordable housing. fiabci.org. Danielle Grossenbacher, thank you for being here, and good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
The hour now on Good Day, helping to relieve the stress of the day most of the time. I like to think that I offer like a bottle of Coca-Cola or anything that has a thin neck. Take the top off, let the pressure off. This is a way to let the pressure off. And what better way to do it than to dance to the music of the Spice Girls? Apparently they are back, and into the studio they go with some of their new songs. There are three or four. I thought there were four Spice Girls. Jennifer, you're the expert on that.
Five.
There are five?
Yeah. There's only three of the five left now.
Where'd the rest of them go?
Well, Victoria Beckham's a billionaire, so she's not doing anything. So there's that.
She's a billionaire because she's married to the soccer player.
No, she's actually made more money on her own, too, with her clothing lines and everything.
Really? Yeah. Is it a Spice Girls clothing line, or is it a Victoria Beckham?
No, high-end fashion week. Yeah,
really?
Victoria Beckham line, yep.
Huh, don't know anything about
it. She dresses a lot of celebrities now, too.
Does she?
And then Mel C, who is Sporty Spice, yeah, her clothes are gorgeous and very, very, very not affordable. Mel C is Sporty Spice. She's also not involved in the reboot. So we've got Ginger, Scary Spice, and Baby Spice.
Hey,
those were my
three
favorite anyway, so I'm okay.
They were? Totally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they've been around for 20 years, apparently. Where's their first song?
Did we,
Wannabe was their first song, right? Where do we have that?
Yeah.
I think this is kind of cute. So they're going to play a series of dates. Is it this year? Next year? When? They have to get some music going in order to go out and have people come to them, because they don't want to just listen to the old music. They'll want to listen to some new music as well. Is that how people who are following the Spice Girls think?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone's excited to hear the new stuff. And of
yeah,
course,
but
the old stuff is so good.
It's a nostalgia tour. It's sort of like the Backstreet Boys getting back together in Vegas. I mean, yeah, they might have new stuff, but people are going because it reminds them of what they were 20 years ago. I mean, that's why I would go.
Really?
That was fun 20 years ago.
All right, do you think that they're still hot, so to speak?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they look great. Actually, yes.
Oh, depends. All right, speaking
it
of that.
It depends. Listen to you.
Well, I don't know that I think that skinny isn't in with me. I'm not. That's not what appeals to me. But I was just looking at this picture of me that's posted at DougStephan.com today in the being hot department. You see
if you want to see something hot, go look at my picture. DougStephan.com.
Researchers from Chapman University publishing a study of over 1,200 Americans that determined how satisfactory with one's appearance and weight relate to a variety of other things. For women, for example, satisfaction with overall appearance was the third strongest predictor of overall life satisfaction, behind only satisfaction with financial situation they're in, satisfaction with their romantic partner. That was number one. Interesting. Women think the number one thing in order to be happy is to have a good partner. For men, appearance satisfaction was the second strongest predictor of life satisfaction, behind the satisfaction
shallow
with financial situation.
Now, yep, see, it's money first and then looks for men.
Well, that's
their own money and their own looks, which is surprising. Yeah.
We have the man
haters
so club here.
I'm so pretty.
No,
look
of course
at me.
Not.
I'm so pretty.
All right, Victoria, describe your boyfriend physically.
He's in good shape. His nickname is Abs, and I don't let him forget it whenever that seems to go away a little bit.
Really? I understand that. This is the time of year when I'm trying to get mine back again.
Yeah.
All right, Kara, describe your boyfriend.
Why are we doing this again? No, my boyfriend, I would say, is also in good shape. I don't think he has a six-pack, but neither do I, so that's okay.
Oh, does Victoria have a six-pack?
No, of course not. Six-pack are for drinking, Doug.
No, I think a lot of women have six-packs now.
But I'm not a workout nut, though.
No. Okay, well, anyway, I find it interesting. But how is it any different than Venus and Mars, for heaven's sakes? It's all part of the same deal. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Of all the questions I get asked, the most common is, Warren, my cat is not using the litter box. And there are many reasons why cats refuse to use the litter box. First of all, if your cat has been using the litter box and stops, have him checked by a vet right away. If he has some type of crystallization, or if it hurts him to go to the bathroom in the litter box, he's going to stop going. In older cats, make sure you check for arthritis. If it's difficult for them to go in and out, they may stop using it as well. Try a different litter, clean more frequently, put down a second box as well. You know, cats are fastidiously clean animals. Generally, if they're not using their litter box, it's not their fault, it's the guardian's fault. So make sure the litter box is kept clean. Don't play with litter. Find a litter that your cat likes and stick with it, and make sure you keep that litter box cleaned on a regular basis. But again, if your cat stops all of a sudden, check with the vet. There are many physiological problems that can scare your cat right out of the litter box, and it's not fair to correct the cat if he's not using the litter box because he's in some type of pain. Check with your vet first. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
At Geico, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the Geico mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, Geico could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Friends we are. We're among friends on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and Katie Holmes. We'll get to her in just a matter of moments.
That's so cool.
Yeah, very cool, huh? George Zimmerman is not my friend. Perhaps you remember yesterday the conversation about him and Trayvon Martin. Some people think Trayvon Martin was a punk. Did he deserve to be killed because he was a punk? I think that's probably a stretch. Anyway, Zimmerman was found not guilty. We've heard that story 100,000 million times. The story this week is that the gun that Zimmerman used to kill Trayvon Martin was up for auction at an online site. Zimmerman called it a piece of American history.
Right.
So the first site shut down the auction. The auctioneer said he wanted no part of the situation. So then Zimmerman decided the best thing to do was to move it to another site. And so there's no word as to whether there is a winner yet. But you can add this to your list of positive updates about Zimmerman, like his arrest in domestic violence cases, road rage shooting, all this other stuff is another sad reality about really a sad sack. I find Zimmerman to be appalling, but also at the same time I find him to be just a sad case of what unfortunately seems to transpire in America.
I almost put him in the same category with OJ, and I'll tell you why. Not because of the crimes that they commit. I'm not trying to draw any correlation.
Well, he didn't commit a crime according to the courts.
Correct. But I think when you come that close to getting in trouble for something and then you don't, and it's in front of the nation and everybody's watching you, there is some element, I think, that you get addicted to that fame. I really believe it. And you also then become your own worst enemy. Somehow he, in my mind, sits very much with OJ, and I don't know if that's a guilt thing, and that's why he acts out. I don't know, but there's something there.
There's an invincibility,
there
too, that it probably gives you. It messes with your head.
It has to.
Well, clearly his head has been messed with.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, it just the whole idea of people doing that, being sort of neighborhood vigilantes, that whole thing about
who
gets
attracted. Well, most people that are responsible that were doing that and standing their ground, they would go away after it was over and live their life in a normal way.
Right.
And this guy clearly hasn't done that.
Well, so that gives you something to talk about. So we've talked about it. Let's keep moving. Speaking of that sort of thing, though, business between Joan Rivers' daughter and the doctors that were blamed for her death. Apparently yesterday a settlement was reached between the family and the doctors. The lawyer said after having filed this wrongful death suit last year, the whole thing, remember how she died from brain damage because they shut the oxygen off. She didn't die because she was going to die.
And remember they were taking selfies with her on the table?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
I hope that this ends with anyone involved losing all medical licenses. I hope that that's part of this.
As usual with these things, when you have a settlement, nobody admits wrongdoing. The case is closed. It's sealed. So you never know what happens. I know that Melissa said, quote, in choosing to accept the settlement, I'm able to put the legal aspects of my mother's death behind me and ensure that those culpable for her death have accepted responsibility. And as she said that I just want to move on. Moving forward, she said, her focus will be to ensure that no one ever has to go through what my mother did. I'll work toward ensuring higher safety standards in outpatient surgical clinics. The goal was to shut that clinic down, to get rid of the doctors that were a part of this thing, and I think they were successful in doing that. She says, I want to express my personal gratitude to my legal team for their wise counsel, prompt resolution of the case. The lawyer said, quote, no amount of money will compensate Melissa and her son for their loss, but they are pleased with the settlement, which means they got a pretty good-sized check. So, you know what? I'm going to guess. I don't know this, but I'm going to guess. I think quite highly of her, frankly, and I think that she'll do something with that money that'll be in her mother's name and will be aimed at helping people that have this sort of a problem.
Yeah.
So what happened, this is the Yorkville Endoscopy Office in New York. The fellow, let's see here, the specialist Gwen Corobin was named in the suit.
She's the one who took the selfie with Joan while she was under.
Yep.
Horrible.
Let's see. All these people, the defense, admitted guilt. They did agree to making that public. And they said they were sad about it and yada, yada, yada. So, you know, okay, so what do you... This is one of those educational moments where you learn about, for yourself and others you care about, what the proper thing to do is in these circumstances, especially if it's what amounts to more voluntary surgery. It's, you know, the involuntary stuff is, well, and I get cancer and I got to have it taken out. But this was,
you have to question.
Surgery.
Yeah, I mean, she was older. She was getting up there. Not saying 81. That she was in bad shape.
Yeah.
But by any time you go under the knife, I mean, you're making, yeah, anytime you don't have to, you're making
vulnerable.
A decision.
Well, yeah. Vulnerable. Well,
there was something with her vocal cords that she did need to have fixed. There was, that was, it wasn't, a lot of people said at first this was cosmetic. It was not. This was an endoscopy, the tube down the throat. Yeah. I think she had vocal nodes that were being, or polyps on her vocal cords that were being removed.
Yeah. Well, what you expect
but
any, to go
but
in
Jennifer's
no matter
right.
what.
Anything is a risk with, with anesthesia.
Yeah, but you need, you ought to have the safety or feel like you have safety when you go into a place like
mm-hmm.
that. This is not something, especially in New York City, wouldn't you, if you
especially
were going...
with all the money. I mean, think about it. She could have gone anywhere. She's not like us where we're just kind of at the mercy of where our insurance company will send us. She could have gone anywhere. I mean, this clinic has to have... I mean, it must have had a good reputation for her to trust these guys, right? She could have afforded any type of care she wanted.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right. 888-302-3684. Always there. The constant Twitter conversation going on. Twitter at Good Day Show. Victoria, Jennifer, and Kara and I with a focus now before we get to the television report on your health and well-being. As long as we were talking about Joan Rivers and her health, how about yours? Do you know that you're risking coronary heart disease if your blood pressure is too high? There are a lot of people from all over this country that send me notes. Here's a note from somebody in Florida who says, I've been taking Super Beats for a while, never felt better. I recommend this product to all my friends. Lots of benefits. Maintaining healthy blood pressure levels. Keeping your arteries clean and clear. Improving your overall circulation. It can improve all kinds of functions in your body. Gets blood to your muscles, to your heart, to all the organs, every place in your body. So if you want that in your life, if you want to feel good, if you want to have health and feel like you're going to, you can live forever. I don't know that I'm going to have that. I had my Neo 40 capsule earlier this morning, which is Super Beats encapsulated. There are two products this company has that you can find out about when you dial 800-655-4183. The first product is the Super Beats. Take a teaspoon of it, put it in a glass of water, about 4 or 5 ounces, drink it. You'll get amazing clarity. I think that's clarity of thought that I feel when I'm taking it. But the Neo 40 capsule, non-caffeinated, you take it in the morning when you wake up. It wakes you right up. You're ready to go. All of the electrolytes, the dietary nitrates, the antioxidants are a part of both of these products. You've heard us glow with praise because this is a product that works. Superbeats, available now at 800-655-4183. Guaranteed or your money back. And by the way, when you order your first time, you get a 3-month supply. Then they add a 30-day supply free. You get the book, Beat the Odds, tell the whole story about how this works. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Call 800-655-4183 to get on the program. Get your beats. Now, you can go to DougLikesBeats.com to order there, too. But have a conversation with an operator about ordering it and what's good in it for you. Come on. 800-655-4183.
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa conventional motor oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa conventional motor oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, and recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here.
Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
All right, so this tragedy afoot, television report focusing on that, which has been canceled. ABC announced yesterday, No More Castle, and the tease for the Monday episode, which will be the last, suggests one of the two of them dies in the show. The show ends in tragedy. So, there we go.
So lame. Yeah. I mean, we know who's going to get it. It's got to be her, right? She was leaving the show, so she's got to go.
Well, now they're both gonzo.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else has been canceled here? The Agent Carter. I don't know what that show's about.
It was only in its second season. It was a superhero, but it was about a girl superhero character, which was cool.
Astronaut Wives Club canceled.
The Family. Talk about the big one, though. Nashville got canceled. Yeah. I am devastated about it. I'm surprised. This had a really strong fan base.
Muppets
and,
got
and
canceled.
Decent numbers. The Muppets was my favorite. It was so good. I love the Muppets, but I thought the show was pretty bad. I only got through like two episodes. I thought it was really funny adult humor for the Muppets. I thought they were going in a good direction.
Angel from Hell, CSI Cyber, that was the one with Arquette, I think, in it. Extent, that was the one with Halle Berry. Awful. The Good Wife gone. Mike and Molly gone. Person of Interest. I don't understand why that got canceled.
I don't know.
I thought the ratings on that were fairly strong, but that's in the final. They just advertised two nights of final. So that was an interesting show, sometimes a little bit violent, but they're very interesting stories. Fox cancels American Idol, Border Town, Cooper Barrett's Guide to Surviving Life. Don't even know anything about that.
Won't, won't.
Really?
No, who knows about that one?
The Grinder.
I haven't heard of it. The Grinder I loved, and I loved
People
Grandfathered.
People loved this, too. And Grandfathered was the John Stamos comedy that he was just promoting it on James Corden last week, so I guess it was a surprise to him, too.
Knock, Knock, also. Let's see, NBC canceled Hannibal, no loss there. Mr. Robinson, I don't even know. Heroes Reborn, that never got off the ground. I didn't think it did, anyway. Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris, I thought that might have some hope. The CW has canceled America's Next Top Model, Beauty and the Beast, Containment. So, all right, there we go. The folks at NBC began plugging the new season of America's Got Talent with Simon Cowell, and this looks like it'll get a lot of attention.
He started this Got Talent franchise this first season on camera, Simon Cowell!
You just made our country great again.
I'm British.
Shut up, Simon.
I can't believe we didn't get any buzzers.
Never too late.
He can be so mean sometimes.
Kidding. I think your dad looking down on you would be very proud of you right now.
Just that voice inside that tells you to never give up. You don't say?
Now I'm a dad. I still understand all this stuff.
We may have discovered a star in this moment.
America's Got Talent premieres Tuesday, May 31st on NBC.
Yeah! Hoo-ha! Katie Holmes is coming back as Jackie O. Second part of the Real Channel miniseries, The Kennedys After Camelot. She looked a lot like...
she did.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought she was pretty good in it, the first miniseries.
Kelly Ripa says she doesn't really feel strongly one way or another. Like, hello, she's telling you that she doesn't care about Michael Strahan. They weren't friends.
Right.
So let's move on. 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London,
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's
1-800-945-9289.
Want to get away?
Get away, you've come to the right place. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com, home of the Frommer's Travel Guides. We're going to give you some easy tips about going to New York City in a moment, plus what happens if you're on a plane that feels like it's going to crash. That coming right up here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant. You awake yet? Good.
Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
55 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have again with us Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com. So this United Airlines 757 on its way from Newark to Dublin and hitting the turbulence that it did, co-pilot said it felt like the plane was going to go into a stall, so they dived it. Dove it. They took it down fast. I wonder, this is the same kind of thing that happened, Pauline, to that Airbus that was flying from Brazil to France a couple of years ago. That didn't survive, mostly because the pilots weren't well trained. They didn't know how to act. These people in this plane knew how to react. But can you imagine, have you ever been in a circumstance like that yourself when you have been flying somewhere and gotten to a place where you're really scared?
No, I've been really lucky. And, you know, turbulence, with the exception of what you discussed, has never caused any crashes. It really is something that is scarier than its implications are. It feels scary, but usually you're going to be just fine, unless something falls on you. That's something that happens all the time. Things fall out of those overhead bins, so you want to be careful about, you know, moving around in flight, or if another passenger falls on you. But in general, turbulence is not that big an issue, except if it gets you nervous.
Yeah, and that's what happens a lot of times, and it may even make the pilots nervous. I say, in this case, the United Airlines crew knew what they were doing, so they sort of figured it out. They had to do a little experimenting to get the plane back into control. My speculation is the plane's better built. The Boeing planes are better built than the Airbuses, in my estimation, and part of the problem was the crew on that Air France jet, and part of it was that it was an Airbus. That's my own feeling about it. Also this week, American Airlines had a problem with a flight where somebody who was a passenger was mistaken for a terrorist. He was an economics professor doing work. I don't know what you do about that.
You give people the benefit of the doubt. If there's ever racial profiling, that was it. I mean, the guy was just apparently adding up numbers.
Yeah.
Sad that we're at that point where we're so scared of one another.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's talk about something good. Traveling to New York City, Frommer's Easy Guide to New York, some new lesser known places. If you're traveling to New York, I'm going to New York next week. What can I look for? What can I see? What can I do that's different?
Well, that's my baby. That's my book. I write that every year. I've been researching it. Unfortunately, you're going next week when hotel prices are high. Hotel prices are the lowest in January and February in New York, so if you can go then, you can get a deal. The rest of the year, you need to stay outside Manhattan. Long Island City is your friend. There are all kinds of fine chain hotels there. It's two subway stops into Midtown Manhattan. A nice clean room for like $200 less than you pay on the island of Manhattan. So real savings just by avoiding Manhattan.
Well, that's the secret of using the Frommer's Travel Guide, because you have all that information there. That's why I recommend people go to Frommers.com, Frommers, Frommers.com. Check out the Travel Guide.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.